Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Textron is phasing out two Beechcraft planes. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Textron Aviation is phasing out two of its Beechcraft piston engine planes that have been manufactured in the city for nearly 80 years. The Beechcraft Baron G58 and Bonanza G36 will no longer be made after current orders are filled. A spokesperson for the company tells the Business Journal the shift will allow it to focus on rolling out the Beechcraft Denali turboprop, which achieved a certification milestone earlier this year. Textron Aviation delivered four Bonanzas and two Barons in the first half of 2025, according to General Aviation Manufacturers Association shipment reports. There are more upgrades ahead for a Wichita Walmart, this time on the far east side of town. The Kellogg and Greenwich Walmart is getting set for $2.1 million in renovations, which will include an expanded pharmacy and relocated vision center. Already in the Wichita area, the West Kellogg, North Meridian, Broadway and Pawnee, and Goddard Walmarts have either had renovations or fuel centers added. And a Walmart neighborhood grocery at 21st and Aminin has also seen upgrades. Walmart said its 82 retail units and four supply chain facilities in Kansas have had $264 million in upgrades in the past 5 years. And a five-decade-old Wichita restaurant is on the hunt for a new location. Chico's Mexican restaurant at Maple and Tracy wants to downsize and move away from the decline in activity at the former Town West Square shopping mall. Owner Guadalupe Cordova said she's looking both east and west for a new location. Meanwhile, the Chico space is on the market for $675,000, with 3,800 square feet on just over an acre. The restaurant can seat up to 112. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Well, Kirk, if you're talking about prop airplanes, that's pretty much the technology of the past, although having flown in one of those prop airplanes, those are pretty nice. They're fun to fly in. Too bad they got to discontinue that.
Yeah, I think they're banking heavily on the Denali. They've been working to get certifications on that, and I think you'll see a marketing blitz on that soon. It's kind of taken over for the Baron and the Bonanza.
All right. Are you all ready for Thanksgiving? It's just a couple of days away, you know.
I'm already licking my chops, my man.
That's what you do then. You just kind of get the chops in shape there by some constant licking, and then you're ready to eat, right? That's it.
And it'll be Thursday afternoon before you know it.
Yes, sir.
No kidding. And Christmas is 1 month from today, by the way.
Oh, wow.
What do you think of
goodness.
That? I know.
One of those late Thanksgiving Novembers where Christmas is here in basically an hour and a half.
Yeah. You know?
I haven't even begun my Christmas shopping. It won't take long.
Once I get started.
I will text you my list.
Do you have a big family gathering for Thanksgiving, or is it just you by yourself supping in your lonely rooms, or what's it going to be?
Our daughter is hosting us this year.
That's
there are
right.
only four of us locals. There's only four Semenoff locals anymore, so we are going to Lawrence, and we can fit everybody in her apartment. So
I forgot. You told us that yesterday. Yeah.
Yes. Small gathering, but we still find room for 14 or 15 side dishes.
There you go. There's a crowd.
It seems like that.
In December of 1999, the United Nations General Assembly designated November 25th as the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. The date marks the beginning of 16 days of remembrance and activism, culminating in International Human Rights Day, and I think that's something we can get behind and support. The elimination of violence against women. A noble cause. All right, Kirk, we will check with you again 1 hour from now then with Steve and Ted. And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. I've got some good news and some bad news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here you go. So the good news is we're going to have some pretty smooth sailing, some conditions leading up to Thanksgiving. Sunshine looks like to have some very quiet weather. The bad news, if you're putting your holiday return home, your travel's coming up Friday, Saturday, we are up against a storm system coming in that's going to have a wintry mix. So that's the good news and the bad news. I guess we could say the good news in all of this is that the precipitation is probably not going to be nearly enough to create an issue on the roads. But again, Saturday, we're looking at a chance for rain and then eventually switching over to some snow. Doesn't look like it's going to add up to very much, but that's something to be mindful of as we look ahead to the days after Thanksgiving. Now, the fog that's out there this morning will be out of here in the next 1 to 2 hours. Most of the computer models show by 9 o'clock this morning, we're back to sunshine. There's a cold front coming that's going to push it out of here. So 54 on the high today, also increasing wind out of the northwest. Gusts up to about 35 miles an hour today. The wind will start dying down later on tonight as we drop to a low near 30. And then with sunshine tomorrow, the high 45. Thanksgiving Day looks mostly sunny and 48. And we'll basically stay with highs in the 40s then to finish off this week. Kind of hard to believe this morning, but latest news from Cheney Lake, they're actually releasing water. Did you guys hear about this? But it's a foot, 1.6 feet above normal stage, and now they are releasing some water from the lake after months and months of of it being so low.
Wow.
Right now, we got fog here in this morning around Wichita. It's 48 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Tell us that you can no longer wade across Cheney Lake then, huh?
Nope, you're going to need a boat now.
Okay. Hey, what about your partner then, the running man who today is wearing a big old boot? What's that all about?
Oh, I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't know. He didn't alert the rest of the team as to what was going on.
All right, he's probably just looking for a little sympathy, don't you think?
I think that's probably it, 100%.
Well, of course, Jake ran, what, 7 marathons on 7 continents? I'd have more than a boot on. I did
a body cast.
I think the story's growing now. It's 7 trips around the world.
Wow. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. All right. Thank you, sir. Ross Jansen with our forecast this morning.
A woman discovered alive inside her coffin after being brought in for cremation.
It was the last thing staff at the Wat Rat Prakong Tham Temple in Thailand expected to hear, a faint tapping from the wooden coffin that had just arrived at their door. When they opened it, they found a woman moving slightly inside the casket. According to a temple manager, the woman had been bedridden for 2 years and became unresponsive. Her brother drove her 300 miles to a hospital, which refused to accept her without a death certificate. The manager was explaining to the brother how to get one when the telltale tapping began. She's now receiving medical treatment, the temple covering the cost. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A newly identified Michelangelo drawing of a foot could fetch more than $2 million at auction.
Christie says a 5-inch red chalk sketch of a man's right foot has been linked to Michelangelo's work on the Sistine Chapel ceiling. The drawing is believed to depict the model for the Libyan Sibyl, one of the master's iconic figures painted around 1511. The piece, owned by an anonymous Northern California seller whose family has held it since the 1700s, was authenticated after detailed lab tests matched it to other Michelangelo studies. Christie says no known Sistine Chapel study has ever come to auction. The sketch goes on sale in February and could become the most expensive drawing of a foot ever sold. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
President Trump set to pardon 2 lucky turkeys ahead of Thanksgiving with some help from Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Gobble and Waddle are the names of the 2 Thanksgiving turkeys who will get an official pardon from President Trump. Secretary of Agriculture Rollins on Fox and Friends explains how they were chosen.
They were all talking to...
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Me, and but the ones that talk to me the loudest, they're the ones who got chosen.
As usual. So.
The turkey pardon dates back to the 1940s, but became an annual tradition during the George H.W. Bush administration. Gobble and Waddle hail from North Carolina and received their names through a poll conducted by First Lady Melania Trump, where voters were able to decide from a list of names. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.